WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. When Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins threw out a runner at the plate yesterday, his team earned a 5-4 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. Milwaukee took two out of three in the weekend series. The big blast was a three-run homer by Willie Adames that wiped out a 3-1 Reds lead. The Brewers won despite a show put on by the Cincinnati shortstop, Ellie De La Cruz. He slammed a homer and a triple and scored three times. Milwaukee opens the seven-game road trip at Los Angeles against the Angels tonight, with rookie Carlos Rodriguez getting the start. First pitch for that contest will be at 8:38, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 8. Elsewhere in the majors today, it'll be the Padres at the Phillies, the Reds at the Pirates. The Marlins will be hosting the Cardinals. It'll be the Red Sox at the Blue Jays. The Braves are hosting the Tigers. The Mets are at the Rangers. The Cubs will be hosting the Giants. The Rockies hosting the Dodgers. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, the Brewers will be at the Angels. Los Angeles Dodgers star Mookie Betts, has gone on the injured list for the first time this season with a broken left hand. The 31-year-old shortstop was drilled on the hand by a 97.9-mile-per-hour fastball from reliever Dan Altuve in the seventh inning of yesterday's 3-0 win over the Kansas City Royals. The former AL MVP and seven-time All-Star was hitting .304 with 10 home runs and 40 RBIs in 72 games. The Dodgers recalled outfielder Miguel Vargas for his second stint this season. He hit .250 with three doubles, one homer, and four RBIs in eight games. The Wisconsin football program gets a commitment from four-star wide receiver Eugene Hilton. He is the son of former NFL standout Ty Hilton, and is one of the top high school prospects signed by the Badgers in several years. Hilton joins another four-star wide receiver prospect, Cameron Miller, as members of the recruiting class of 2025. Wisconsin has received 8 commitments this month alone, and a total of 19. The Packers were one of 6 teams in hot pursuit of UFL kicker Jake Bates, but NFC rival Detroit snatched him up first. Bates showed a powerful leg while kicking for the Michigan Panthers, connecting on more than one field goal or more, one field goal of more than 60 yards. For now, Green Bay enters training camp with 3 kickers: Greg Joseph, who kicked for the Vikings last season, Jack Plodzleski, and incumbent Packers kicker Anders Carlson. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers tells reporters about the personal situation facing point guard Damian Lillard, which made last season difficult for the team and the athlete. Lillard told Rivers he was out of shape when the season started because he hadn't been working out while dealing with his divorce. It was an up and down season for Lillard, showing his brilliance at times and missing the mark in other games. Rivers commented about the star guard during an interview on the Bill Simmons podcast last week. And the Boston Celtics' catastrophic performance in Game 4 of the NBA Finals gave them a chance to clinch their unprecedented 18th championship under the banners already hanging in the TD Garden rafters. And coach Joe Mazzulla reminds them that they would still have 2 more chances after that. The Mavericks avoided elimination with a 122-84 victory on Friday night, the third biggest blowout in finals history. That sent the series back to Boston, where the Celtics will again try to win their first title since 2008 in a city that's collected 12 championships already in the century. That's what passes for a drought. And to tip off tonight's game between the Celtics and the Mavericks, and as we mentioned, the Celtics lead that series 3-1. So the tip off of that contest tonight is at 7:30. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.